Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is October 2nd, 2024. My name is Hind Al-Dah, and I'm here with my co-host, Abdul Majid Awan.
Hello, everyone.
First off, Abdul Majid, I want to just let the audience know that there's a lot of events going on, as I said previously, but it's important to reiterate that there's a lot of events going on in October. In Dubai, a lot of them, I think most of them are in Dubai. So currently, there's WeTex and the World Green Economy Summit, so today and tomorrow. And then next week, there's the Forex Exhibition. And then midweek is like where everything is going on at the same time. So you got the FinTech Surge, Future Blockchain Summit, JITEX Impact, Marketing Mania. There's like a bunch of like different JITEX labels, like JITEX Global, JITEX Global Dev Slam. And that's all beginning from mid-October, so 13.
It's like a buffet of events.
Exactly.
And you have to like choose, what do I eat, what do I not, where do I go, where do I not. But all the events are good, so I guess going, and usually they happen at DWTC or
Dubai
some
Harbor.
Venues which are nearby each other. So you can go spend 2 hours at each
Our
place.
Our very own CEO, Richard, is actually going to be speaking at JITEX.
So the main JITEX.
So if you're there, maybe say hi to him. But yeah, let's get on with our main stories of the day. Gulf sovereign wealth funds deploy $55 billion in global investments. HealthStay.io raises seed funding to revolutionize medical tourism in Dubai. And MENA business community leaders send prayers and messages of solidarity for Lebanon. Beginning with the GCC sovereign wealth funds, they have deployed $55 billion in global investments. They're really like racking up investments here and there. And what's notable about these recent investments is that they're kind of moving towards the east, so towards India and China. And this is mainly because a lot of Western countries are kind of straying away from China, but then the Gulf is, the Gulf Sovereign Wealth Fund are like taking their place.
Yeah, they're getting it for cheaper, so they're like, why not?
Exactly,
if you're getting, if you're investing 5 million in something, which was worth 10 million, why not? So it's a good move. It's like 40%. This happened in the first 9 months, to be honest.
Of like, this year,
Only the first 9 months saw 55
and
billion.
And 126 transactions globally.
The 126 deals, $55 billion. That was like 40% of the total deals made worldwide. And out of these GCC big deals, the main ones were obviously the big players from UAE, Saudi Arabia, and one from Qatar. So Qatar Investment Authority is the biggest one.
They're calling those the oil five.
Yeah.
And actually the ones from the UAE are mostly in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
So you have Mubadala, ADIA, and then ADQ. And then obviously Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund.
Yeah.
They've been, you know, we've been covering PIF for the past few weeks, and they've been, you know, racking
they're
up
everywhere.
Investments. every like every other day you feel. So yeah, they've previously they've invested heavily in the US and in the UK. However, China has attracted $9.5 billion of this capital, and it's again like how I as I previously mentioned, it's because Western investors are pulling back from China. So this creates opportunities for these Gulf sovereign wealth funds to get assets at discounted prices. So yeah, there's like a shift in investment strategies as sovereign wealth funds look to diversify beyond the Western market.
And it's ADIA is also investing in India heavily. That's like one part of the Asia that they're focusing on. Again, India is a very big market for anyone who wants to invest in India. So ADIA has a lot of deals going on with Adani Group, with all the other groups that are there, that are the big players in the Indian market. So that is happening. And the GC economy is obviously they're growing. They have perfect agendas for the next 5, 10, 20 years. UAE even has a centennial plan, like a 100-year plan. So those things are working for them because it's not just a plan. They also have some action plan with it. Like it's not just on paper that, oh, we'll do this. They're actually doing it by doing so many things. We talk about CPAs, we can talk about acquisitions.
Sustainability.
Sustainability. ADNOC recently, we also talked about it, that there was a deal which was the negotiations were finalized with Covestro, the chemical giants, from Germany. They finalized the deal finally through an announcement. So ADNOC is taking over that. It's $16 billion deal. It's not even a small deal. It's like $16 billion. And it is going to be the biggest European takeover by a GCC country or a GCC fund this year. So that's like the biggest thing. So they're going out of the region and they're acquiring everything that they can.
So as the GCC economies continue to grow, particularly with the support of oil wealth, sovereign wealth funds are expected to expand their global reach, and by 2030 they could collectively manage $7.3 trillion in assets. And I just want to mention real quick, Majid and I were talking about how good of a country the UAE is for doing business. And he was just like throwing ideas at me for making business. And it's like, at some point, one of these sovereign wealth funds will give me money to invest and invest in my business. So it's like kind of a low risk or like, a low chance of like,
failing
basically, because I mean they're
always
if you
have a
good
idea, there's like a lot of places. Hub 71 is there for startups in Abu Dhabi. Dubai also has a startup fund. Then there's private investors, there's VC funds, venture capitalists, small VC funds, big VC funds. There are funds for each stage of investing. So if you're a pre-seed stage, you only have an idea, they'll invest in you. You're a seed stage, your idea is started to take off, they'll invest in you. For every series A, B, C, D, there are specific investors for specific series and funding positions. So that is why I was telling you that if you have a good idea, if you have even a small scale idea, again, SMEs make 90%. That's the number we always go to. SMEs are like 90% of the business in the UAE. So take an idea, small idea, maybe invest some of your money into it to make it into a product or a service or whatever, and come here, you will get all the help that you can if your idea has like 5 or 10% chance of becoming a big success.
Exactly. So, it's a very healthy environment for that, I think.
And because mainly it's because they're moving away from oil. So anything that you do apart from oil, dredging or anything related to the oil and gas activity, whatever you do, they will give you money. Not like just give you money. Obviously, they'll expect
you need equity
in your...
a good idea for that.
Yeah, they'll expect some equity or some percentage of the company. But obviously, you can talk to them, get all the money you want. It's like free money everywhere right now in the UAE and even in Saudi Arabia. And funnily, in this list, the top five from GCC, Qatar Investment Authority is also there. We don't usually talk about it because UAE and Saudi... always
are the
overshadow
big names.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but Qatar Investment Authority is doing a lot of big things. They also have a plan. I just read about it and I was like, okay, they also have a plan. So Bahrain, Oman, all these countries, they also have 10-year, 5-year plans. So yeah, if you can't find something in UAE or Saudi, you always have other options as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's move on to our second story, which is a story about a startup. So healthstay.io seed funding to revolutionize medical tourism in Dubai. So healthstay.io is a UAE-based medical tourism startup, and it has successfully completed its seed funding round with a lead investor and is now seeking to raise an additional $500K to $1 million. And this was insider knowledge, or no, not insider knowledge, but it was
given, were told by the company.
We were told by the company. So they offer a white label AI-powered platform for international medical tourists, which simplify the booking and management of healthcare procedures, appointments, flights, visas, and accommodation in one place. So I was just looking up at their website, and it's basically you do everything. It has basically everything you need to go to a place and go there for tourism or for medical tourism.
If you think something is there in the UAE that you want to do and it's the best practitioners are here, look at the website, look at the, I guess you want to select the hospital, the consultant that you want. They have a lot of big names to their list.
You can even book your flights from there, your hotels.
You can book the whole package, like from A to Z, the whole package comes together in just one place. And this project came out of Mohammed bin Rashid Innovation Fund, which is, again, we were talking about the funds before. Mohammed bin Rashid Innovation Fund is one of the Hub 72 one type funds where you can get basic funding to start up your whatever idea you have to invest in it and make it into a final product. So they came out of cohort 7 or 8. I don't remember the exact cohort, but they came out of that. They also won some awards for best product or of the year or something. So yeah, it's a basic startup where you do everything from A to Z. And again, AI powered platform. It's not you have to like manually select everything with your preferences. Oh, I want this or that. Maybe you're coming for dentistry.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they give you recommendations.
Yeah, it will give you recommendations. Maybe the doctors have stars attached to, oh, this is the best, this is the best. So it's it will turn out to be a bigger product when it moves out of the UAE and goes to other countries. And that is why they're doing the seed funding to do expansion. And also to improve their product services. Everyone does it.
Yes, exactly. And the startup is on the verge of launching with 2 large hospitals here in the country. So they're hoping to launch with the King's College Hospital and the Saudi German Hospital. Also, it has attracted attention from Dubai Health Experience. And it's positioning itself as a key player in Dubai's booming medical tourism sector. And we did a report
two weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't even remember when, but we did talk about it. Like, the way medical tourism is booming, there's like 691,000 international patients which visited Dubai in 2023. And they spend over $1.03 billion on healthcare services alone. So medical tourism is one big part of bringing money to Dubai.
And
this,
so this
app facilitates the process. That is why DXH, the Dubai Health Experience, and the DHA, the Dubai Health Authority, they're very interested in it. And they found out this about this startup from the Mohammed bin Rashid Innovation Fund, because these guys are always in contact with other things where you can find something which can help Dubai's anything, health, tourism, whatever sector you make something for, they're always in communication with these cohorts and they get information, and it's good. They will get approval soon enough from DHA, and then people who are formally attached with DHA, with their insurances or anything, they can register with DHA and then use this platform to come to the bank.
I mean, it's a very smart platform to have everything in just one place. I think most people just appreciate convenience, and I really hope that they do expand to other countries. But because I don't know if you know, but a lot of people like to go to Turkey for hair transplant.
You go to Turkey, you walk on the street, you'll see at least 4 or 5 people.
Very affordable cosmetic surgeries and dentistry.
Yeah.
So it'll be good to just have an app and have everything on the go. You know, you book your flight, you book your hotel, and whatever, you know, the best medical treatment you can find.
It's also cheaper. I remember I saw one video by some influencer long time ago that for an extraction that you do in the US, the amount that it costs you, you can travel to Mexico and live in a 3-star or 4-star hotel, enjoy like the pools and everything, enjoy food, and stay there for 1 week and get the extraction done for the same amount. So that is why I guess medical tourism is cheaper. Because we people, we usually, when I go to Pakistan, I do a lot of stuff because it's cheaper than Dubai. But for some people, Dubai is cheaper than their countries.
Exactly.
So they're coming there, and you can obviously spend like 2-3 more days here, enjoy Dubai's winters as the season is coming. So lastly, Dubai, we talked about it, Dubai had mostly the 691,000 tourists came for dentistry. So that was the first number, and then some of them came for the
dermatology, cosmetic
dermatology or hairs and everything. So these were the main ideas. But let's see, this year the numbers will come and most probably it will increase.
We still have a few months left to go till the end of this year. So surely the number will grow. Let's move on to our final story of the day. So MENA business community sent prayers and messages of solidarity for Lebanon. Now, of course, Lebanon is headlining in the news because of
the Israeli invasion,
ground invasion
in Lebanon,
by Israel. And they're moving into southern Lebanon. And coming from the business world, a lot of business community leaders.
A lot of people from Lebanese origin.
Lebanese business people,
who have Arab origin. Everyone is showing solidarity. They're sending messages of hope. They're sending prayers and wishes. On LinkedIn, everywhere where they're like visible, they're trying to send this message. And the main idea of the message is that be extra gentle and understanding to the people of Lebanon. Maybe they've been in the UAE for 10, 20 years, but still you feel for the country, obviously. Yeah, whatever is happening, bombings, shellings, mm-hmm. people dying. So yeah, the main message was be extra gentle and understanding with your Lebanese colleagues. Because maybe physically they're here or in Saudi or in any other country, but mentally they'll be thinking about their country. So
of course.
The business community, some of the people that I read about or we found are these. Yeah. So Nadine Mazar is a co-founder of Serva. She's Lebanese by birth. Lulu Khazin Baz, she's the founder of Speed Ventures, and she also has a podcast, Conversations with Lulu, has like 300K plus subscribers on YouTube. She also talked about that how being a Lebanese, it affects you eventually. And then Amar Al Haj, CEO of Group M MENA, he talked about how the people who are working in the country from Lebanon, or even people who are Lebanese and working from here, they have such great resolute that he was inspired by it. Mm-hmm. He was awe-inspired by their professionalism.
I mean, it shows how resilient the Lebanese yeah. people are. And same goes for Palestinians
yeah.
Who had to continue.
Whoever are there in the world or exactly. away from Palestine, they can feel it. Mm-hmm. But they're very professional in their demeanor. They're trying to do the best they can. But the main message is just be a little gentle to them for now. Because it, apart from physical health, psychological health is also important, and they are getting affected.
I mean, it's good that the business people are yeah. from Lebanon are saying this, because I think when you're in the business world, it's easy to overlook the human yeah. aspect and just focus on the numbers or the
productivity,
the business.
Or if you completed your tasks today, did you meet
exactly.
your deadlines?
So but these messages kind of give like a human touch yeah. or like give
they
the importance
help the people
of
that at least someone, my boss or someone in the higher position in some industry, is thinking about mm-hmm. it. And obviously one person sends a message, all the people come together and stand behind a message. So it's good for them. Our company has also tried to help because we have Love in Beirut, a page that we run, and on Love in Beirut we have people from Lebanon working. So we're there for them. Everyone should be there for people in their vicinity who are Lebanese or
yeah.
Palestinian. Just show them some bit of kindness, concern, and keep wishing them, and maybe keep talking to them. Try to take the edge of all whatever mm-hmm. is happening off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today. The summary is that the Gulf Sovereign Wealth Funds, which is ADIA, ADQ, QIA, Qatar Investment Authority, PIF, the biggest from Saudi, all of them have Mubadala from Abu Dhabi. They've invested nearly $55 billion in global investments. That's like 40% of the total investments done in the world in the first 9 months of 2024. Very big number. Apart from that, Healthstay, a startup, UAE-based medical tourism startup, has a seed funding. They're trying to get more money. The seed funding round is not closed. It's still open. So if someone from a big firm is looking, you want to invest in it, you can. The seed funding round is open. They're looking for nearly $1 million, up to $1 million, and maybe more as well. Apart from that, MENA Business Community, as we just talked about, has sent prayers, messages of solidarity and hope for the Lebanese people who are maybe in the country or outside the country. They've sent a message of solidarity. They'd just be extra gentle with them in this time of turmoil. And apart from that, small stories, Qatar Airways is taking 25% stake in Virgin Australia. UAE residents have a chance to win a share of $500,000
yeah.
in BTC from
or
Binance.
Or one Bitcoin.
One lucky winner will get one whole Bitcoin.
Which is a lot. It's
yeah.
worth a lot.
So
yeah.
basically, Binance is a global exchange. They're just now forming a local exchange in UAE. So you have to do your KYC, know your customer. You have to upload your MHID and all the basic things that are there on the website. And once you get registered, you'll automatically be a part of the draw.
Yeah.
Dubai is soon going to host Richard Branson, Virgin basically media group owner, the whole group owner. He's coming. Randy Zuckerberg is coming. She is the person behind Facebook Live, mm-hmm. What you're watching on us on. And Robert Kiyosaki, the famous author for Rich Dad Poor Dad, he's coming. And Khabib is coming, the UFC champion. A lot of big people are coming mm-hmm. to an event in Dubai. So Dubai will host these big faces. Again, we told you, events industry is warming up.
Yes.
And lastly, Kuwait has decided to develop a 1.8 billion tourism city. So these
Very
are the
nice.
Small things which are like one pointers mm-hmm. only. There's no details about yes. them, but this is what is happening in the business world. Mm-hmm.
Thank you everybody for joining in. If you missed the first half of the show, or if you want to rewatch some of the other shows episodes that we did, you can always find us on all the streaming platforms like Anghami, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also find us on all social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, and YouTube. We also have a daily newsletter that comes out every morning. It's a very interesting newsletter. We have, you know, like the gist of the business news day of the day. So thank you so much for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.